All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll find Pat Pagano with the AC on in the air-conditioned weather studio. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
I am just fine. Yesterday, I was going over with Mike, and I said earlier today, yesterday, we the new radio station at 97.5 FM, which carries us, we were going up to do final adjustments yesterday, and at about 10:30, we walk out the back deck because I met my chief engineer, John Ramsey, here. We walked down our ramp, and the ramp is in the shade, okay? So I said, it's not too bad out here. I said to myself, why are they canceling school at 1 o'clock? And then we hit the sunshine, and I stopped.
You took that back.
I stopped in the middle of our parking lot, and I said, John, this is why we pay you the big bucks. You're going up to the transmitter site alone. I'm not standing on top of a rock-infested rattlesnake hot day at the transmitter site with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So you didn't go to the city yesterday?
I didn't go to the city, didn't go to the transmitter site. Went home, went out on the deck for an hour or two every now and then, and relaxed.
Well, if you didn't like yesterday, you won't like today. And if you liked yesterday, of course, you'll like today. 95 to 100, hazy, hot, and humid. No rain. Tonight, clear, mid-70s. But tomorrow, front comes in. Partly cloudy, humid, chance of a thunderstorm. We're in the low 90s. Behind the front, it's cloudy, not as hot or humid. Only 75 to 80 Friday. And then the big question is what happens to the Labor Day weekend. And it's guessed right now. I'm thinking that Saturday is just going to wind up cloudy in the 70s. Sunday will be cloudy, humid, showers, and a thunderstorm. Monday, partly cloudy, humid, scattered showers and a thunderstorm, 85 to 90.
So that's what you're saying now.
Right, and that could change.
For the better or for the worse.
That's right, that's right. I mean, if the front were to move very far south, then things could get a little bit better. But if it doesn't, then things could get worse. So what can I say? It's frustrating. If it wasn't Labor Day weekend, I don't think we would be as concerned. And we would just say, you know, we'll watch it. But people, this is a big weekend coming up. A lot of people take boats out of the water. A lot of people, you know, pack up their camps and everything like that and head home. So there's a lot going on, and yours truly has a lot going on too. We have some exterior movie shoots to do over the weekend, and the weather will dictate as to whether or not we get to do that.
Here's what goes on here this weekend. Beginning today through the weekend, the 147th Columbia County Fair in Columbia County, New York. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I think it's the 137th Goshen Fair in Goshen, Connecticut. On Thursday, the Antique Race Car Parade from Lime Rock through Lakeville, Salisbury, and into Falls Village for a big party. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the biggest vintage car show on the East Coast at Lime Rock Park, with over 1,000 cars being on display, plus racing. Plus, we'll have our Bargain Barn vintage clothing there to raise funds for Tri-State Public Communications. Shall I go on? What's going on this weekend?
And everything at the mercy of the weather.
The weather. Weather or not. Weather or not, as you're prone to say every once in a while.
Yes. And you did notice that I left you with the fall forecast in
I did not see that.
It should be in there.
Well, I'm just trained in the morning to look for the weather.
Right.
I'll have to go back. The one I really care about is the winter forecast.
Well, this takes us through New Year's.
It does?
Uh-huh.
It takes us through New Year's?
Yes, it does.
Well, what does it say?
Oh.
I didn't look at it. Hang on. I can bring it up here. Hang on a second. I got to find it here. Hang on. I tell you, that's the whole thing. You're trained first thing in the morning. You look for the written forecast and the morning and the two cuts.
That's it.
Once I see those and get those, it's like, all right, I'm done here. I don't have to do any more. Here we go. Metro letter. Right. Let's see if I can find it here. Ah, there it is. Fall 2018. Let's take a look at the December one. Rain and milder in the first week. Colder late second week to dry side. Third week becoming stormy. Rain and a wintry mixed. Last week storms at start and end. Wintry mix. Christmas time unsettled. That's a lot of bad weather in there for December.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's good October. Fair and cold the second week. Third week pleasant October weather before showers and a chillier late week. Fourth week showers, otherwise partly cloudy. Chilly, some showers for the first week. November, some rain the first week. Dry and cold and cloudy with rain. Second week, seasonal with more rain. Third week, periods of rain. Some wet snow, sleet possible. Last week, fair and cold, then a wintry mix. My goodness gracious, Pat. There's a lot of precipitation in that forecast.
Yep, there sure is. There sure is. And I don't know how that's going to pan out, but I am the year that, or the cycle that I'm using as an analog as well, is 2002-2003. The winter of 2002 into 2003. That's what I'm using. And if you go back and you look, from Christmas time to the end of the year, there were back-to-back winter storms back in 2002. I don't know if you keep records, Marshall, but it would be great to know if you did, how much snow fell in those storms back in 2002.
I would think that it was pretty good. I would think it would have been a pretty good amount. I really don't know. I don't keep records that far back.
Right. It's too bad that you don't, though.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have you start keeping records.
Yeah.
Because you have nothing else to do.
The only records I keep...
Oh, the vinyl.
No, I don't even keep those. I didn't even keep those. I should have. I kept a few. The original Thick as a Brick, the original Who's Next, the Aqualung, and Tommy. Those are the only albums I ever really kept.
Isn't that interesting? Are they worth anything?
Nah, they're worth it to me. I never play them because if I want to hear the
right
songs off them, I can just play digital downloads. But... you know, the Who's Next is the one that is one of my favorite albums of all time. So that one, if I had a turntable, I'd probably play, but I don't. So I don't even know why I keep them. But those are the four I've kept.
Yeah, well, I wish I had better news, but I may, because today's only Wednesday, so we still have Thursday and Friday to work on that. And I should tell you quickly, while we have a couple of minutes left here, that I got an email, which of course I'm not supposed to discuss with any of the members of the association, but I got an email with the current committee chairman of the Rules and Regulations Committee.
Yeah.
That late this week, they're going to be submitting a vote to the members for the Rules and Regulations book, which they're trying to pass as revised based on the last meeting, and they are not revising it. It is the same one. So the committee chairman is urging all members to say no to it. So I saw this morning, and it really was upsetting because it's very underhanded. And I just don't like what the whole thing's becoming. But needless to say, Marshall, I'm only one person of 100.
When in doubt, vote no.
I'm voting no. Yeah, I mean, obviously, because I know nothing has changed on it. So I will vote no, and hopefully everybody else will too. And then they'll be forced to redo it.
When's the vote?
I think they said September 1st, which would be Saturday.
All right. Well, good luck, no voters.
Thank you. Yes. And I'll keep you posted on that and the weather.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Wrapping out this morning in the Weather Center with a look at the tri-state forecast, the no vote, the extended forecast into December, and more.